Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, I'm praising God this morning. We've had a good little time of looking in the devotional book here, the little staff in this office, and we've got our eyes above the problems. We shared our burdens and our needs and our physical afflictions. This treasure we have in earthen vessels. Old Uncle Buddy Robinson, I believe, is an old Nazarene of years gone by, quite an evangelist. And he said he'd use that scripture, and he said, in earthen vessels, and half of them are cracked. I only can't agree with him. I think all of us are a little cracked because this treasure we have in the flesh, but our hope is not built on that which we've seen, but on the unseen. We're not walking by sight. We are walking by faith. Have faith in God, who doeth all things well and faileth not. Praise his name. I don't know how anyone can get along in this old veil of tears and sorrow and problems. I understand they seek comfort in the bottle or in dope or in activities or possession of things, but nothing satisfies the human soul but Jesus Christ. We were created to be the temple of God. Jesus would dwell in us, the hope of glory. So, praise God. We're elect, not elected. Some get saved and some can't because they're not elect. No, if we will yield, we are set apart as the elect. Heaven's our home. The terms are certain. Praise God. And God does not fail. He abideth forever. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Well, neighbor, I'm praising God. Now, I could tell you about our problems, but I want to tell you about how God's meeting the problems. We're just so thankful the way God is helping. And my daughter got a call from back east in Iowa, I guess it was, yes. And the family had a van they had bought out here. And it was a nice one. It was a Mercedes, and he bought it at auction, sight unseen, and he needed somebody to pick it up and care for it, park it, take care of it until he could get out here. And I don't think they're moving out here. No, they have a business back there in Iowa. But they wanted that particular van. They had how?
14.
They needed 14 seats, and there they are, all in one, and it's luxury. And they bought it as what they wanted, and Debbie said, they said they was looking, I believe, in the phone directory or someplace, and on the web, and they saw this First Nation Ministries, and they gave it a call. And so out of that, they said, if you'll pick it up, why, we'll take care of the expenses of it. And my daughter said, well, we'd be happy to do that. So she told me, and when she said van, I didn't know, and she didn't know how big it was going to be. And we went over to pick it. Man, it was beautiful. And we picked it up, and she put it in. It hardly fit any place. It was so long and big, but boy, it's luxury, and it's classy. And we were kind of curious, of course. Boy, what's this all about? And they picked it up yesterday, and such fine people, and they said how they found us, and believe us, and they were wanted to help and they wanted to pay. And my daughter said, no, if you want to do anything, make an offering to the mission that we're in. And they wrote a check out for $1,000. Praise God. We've been in the pinch, but God's just working in a wonderful way. And a dear little sister out at the church where we worship, that little Bridal Veil chapel out there, church, what a wonderful place. You ought to drop in there some Sunday morning. If you want to get your soul fed, that pastor takes care of feeding the flock. And I enjoy going there. I hope I'm a blessing, but I get blessed and I get fed. Well, anyway, she passed away, and in her will was provision, and there's $5,000 coming to the mission. Now, we've been running in the red. When we started out again 3 years ago, we had nothing. So we had to borrow everything. And we're at the place now where we're able to get it into the name of the mission, the vehicles. They don't own them. They have a big debt on them yet. They're not paid for and clear, but at least they're titled to them. And we felt this was very necessary because, well, I just be honest with you, my name was on there and I haven't got anything, but I've got borrowing power because these bankers and all, I've got a reputation. They're my friends. They're my brothers. They've helped me down through the years. And they said, put your name on it. So it's good to get my name off as owners, because if some of these drivers have a wreck with that 18-wheeler, I don't want them coming on me. Let them come on First Nation Ministries and let them handle it through that rather than personally. And, of course, everything I've got belongs to God and this ministry. And it's all in a trust. You wonder why there's a Klein Trust. It's so that every bit of it will be used for Indians. And my daughter is a trustee. If I die and if we get wiped out together, her son is a trustee, and he's been with us and putting thousands of dollars into us. And we're committed before God that it'll be used to win Indians to Christ. So, neighbor, I've told you all that to tell you this. If you pray about leaving, maybe you want to leave your home. We've had houses left to us in years gone by when we were a different organization, and it helped so much. And we started from nothing and ended up with God and blessed. But God knows all about that. The door closed and we started over because God told us to, and he said he'd bless us, and he's certainly done it. So if you'd like to put us in there. One time a church disbanded, and a Rockwood Methodist, one of the splits off of the big Methodist. I'm sorry, my old mind's so bad. But anyway, they owned that building, the congregation, and it dwindled down to, there wasn't much left there, just some old people, and they decided that they'd give it to some mission. Brother Frank Facey was on that board, and he was one of my ardent supporters and in the inner circle of the mission work I was doing. And he told them, and they left that. And we sold that church to a bunch of Christian people that were over here. And I admire them. They came in there from either Ukraine or someplace over there, and those people got on their knees and they prayed, and I'd preached in their pulpit. They had an old building. They needed a church, and God said, help them get it. And we made the price where they grabbed it, and they fixed it all up and gave them a long-time contract, and they had it all paid off in just not too long a time. So that's the way God works. So you pray about it. I'd like to see you invest in the outreach to Indian missions, because this is a neglected field, and God will bless your investment, and God will bless the investor. That's you, neighbor. You can count on it. So we need your help, because it's going ahead. And I'll be telling you tomorrow about Right now, there's a big Dodge is on the way home with its trailer empty. And the ministry completed back there for a couple of weeks by the Phipps family on the old reservations, Pine Ridge. And they've done such a fine job. And the big rig is rolling east. And it's going to swing in there, that reservation, and pick up Brother John Bush. And they're going clear back to Indiana. And there they're going to have a service and have that Indian boy talk, because that big church where Mark Hufford is moving back to his old home place, they're interested. So neighbor, just get in on the action, and you'll be mighty proud that you got in before it got big, because I believe God's going to prosper it. We're not trying to get big for bigness sake. We're trying to get larger so the outreach will be larger, so we can knock on more doors, so we can give Bibles to more Indians, so we can take them some food and clothing and talk to them about Jesus Christ on a one-to-one basis.
Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.